Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica. All right, welcome back. You're ready to dive in. We're tackling salon websites today, ones that actually bring in clients. We're going deep with this guide, beyond aesthetics. Websites that work for your salon. It's got the good stuff. You know, practical tips, actionable stuff. That's what we're all about, right? First things first, this guide makes it crystal clear a website for your salon. Not a nice to have anymore. It's a must. Like, seriously, think about it. When is the last time you looked for anything without checking online first? Exactly.
It's true. Everyone's online looking for everything, including salons. That website, it's your first impression, your chance to reel them in.
Right. It's like back in the day, someone's walking by your salon. What makes them stop in? That first glance, that curb appeal, your website's got to have it. And speaking of getting those new clients, this guide says word of mouth, it's great, but not enough on its own these days.
Nope, not even close. That's where having a website accessible 24/7, that's where it gets powerful. Online booking. This guide is all over it, and for good reason. Think about the convenience, not just for the client, for you too, as the salon owner.
Oh, tell me about it. Picture this. It's 3 a.m., you're finally asleep after a crazy day, and bam, your phone's blowing up.
Yeah.
Desperate voicemails. Someone needs a root touch-up like yesterday before this big meeting.
Yeah.
Online booking. That's the antidote to that nightmare. You get your beauty sleep. Clients book whenever they want. Win-win.
Exactly. And we can't forget mobile-friendly. The guide says almost 60% of web traffic is from phones now. Your site's got to look good on a small screen. Booking's got to be seamless, especially for those on-the-go clients.
So important. Okay, and speaking of first impressions, the look of your website, it's huge, EE. This guide is all about those high-quality photos, fresh content. You know, imagine, you're walking by two salons. One, it's bright, modern, those displays are eye-catching. The other, dusty, kind of run-down looking. Which one are you going in?
Easy choice. And that's the feeling you want with your website. The guide calls it showcasing, not just telling. So don't just list your services, make them visual.
Right, like those before and after photos everyone loves on Instagram.
Exactly. High quality pictures of your work, the salon's vibe, even your team, it all matters. The guide suggests separate pages for each service so you can showcase what makes each one special. Like, someone's looking for balayage specifically. A dedicated page with stunning visuals and info, way more impactful than just a quick mention, right?
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk SEO. I know it can sound kind of intimidating, but this guide makes it clear it's crucial if you want people to actually find your salon online. And you don't have to be a tech wizard or anything. It's about keywords, yeah. The words people type into Google when they're looking for a salon like yours.
Exactly. Someone searches ombre hair salon near me. If you've got those keywords sprinkled throughout your site, boom, you're more likely to pop up in their search results.
Like you're speaking Google's language. And the more relevant those keywords, the better your chances of finding the right clients. This guide even suggests brainstorming a list of keywords for your services and your location. So like ombre hair salon, balayage highlights, hair extensions, whatever your specialties are, then combine that with where you are, your city, your neighborhood.
Exactly. And don't forget those long tail keywords, the longer phrases people use when they're closer to booking.
Ooh, I like that long tail keyword. So instead of just haircut, it's best salon for short haircuts in your city. Something like that.
You got it. Using a mix of those general and long tail keywords throughout your site, it's like a giant flashing sign, hey, we've got what you need. And speaking of attracting those perfect clients, content marketing. That's where the magic happens, and this guide digs into that.
Okay, I'm listening. You're the content guru, so break it down for us.
Yeah.
How does this work for salons? What's the secret sauce?
It's all about value, you know, showing you're the expert. Mm-hmm. The guide talks about blog posts, articles, stuff like that, latest trends, product reviews. Maybe you feature your salon's favorite brands, even styling tips, little tutorials.
Ah, so it's like you're creating your own space online, sharing what you're passionate about, all things hair and beauty. I bet clients love that. Seeing that you're really invested, not just about a quick trim and out the door.
You nailed it. It shows you're on top of your game, always learning. And when that content is good, informative, keeps people interested, you build that trust.
Which is huge, EGE. I mean, people are trusting you with how they look, their self-esteem even. It's more than just, can you do a good cut? It's that relationship, that feeling of confidence they get.
Exactly. And this guide, it hits on that building those client relationships, that trust factor. Social proof is a big part of that.
Social proof, right. Like, we're more likely to try that new restaurant if it has a ton of good reviews.
Exactly. Same goes for choosing a salon. This guide even mentions a stat. 87% of people, they check out online reviews before they commit to a local business.
Wow, 87%. So having those amazing testimonials right there on your website, that's going to be huge.
No doubt. And it's not just those testimonials, awards, any recognition your salon has gotten if you've been featured somewhere, even photos of your work in magazines, anything that shows, hey, we're legit, people love us, it all adds up.
Right, like, don't just take our word for it. Look at what everyone else is saying. And speaking of showcasing, the guide mentions featuring your team on the website.
Oh, for sure. People connect with people. Put a face to the name, to the service. It makes a difference.
Totally. Seeing the stylists, the ones who'll actually be working their magic,
Yeah.
that's different than just a list of services.
100%. And go beyond just names and titles. This guide suggests getting a little personal, their experience, what they specialize in, maybe even something fun about their own style. Oh, I love that. Like, this stylist rocks balayage and bakes a mean chocolate chip cookie. Who wouldn't want to book with them, right?
See?
Ah!
It's that human touch helps potential clients connect. And speaking of connecting, those special offers, those promotions, gotta leverage those.
Yes. Everyone loves a good deal. What does the guide say about using those on your salon's website?
It says your website can be amazing for bringing in new clients, but also for rewarding your regulars. Think online-only discounts, package deals, birthday specials, even team up with other local businesses for cool promotions.
Now, those are some good ideas. Makes sense, gives people a reason to book online, and it's like exclusive to those who visit your website.
You got it. And don't forget the visuals. High-quality images, bold colors, really clear calls to action, so those offers pop.
Right, like bam, big banner on your homepage. Book online, get 20% off your first haircut. Can't miss that.
Exactly. One more thing before we wrap up. This guide, it really stresses your website, it's not a set it and forget it kind of deal.
No way, it's got to stay fresh, right? Exactly. Think of it like, I don't know, a plant or something. Got to water it, give it sunlight, prune it so it thrives.
And like a plant, maybe it needs a new pot every now and then.
Yeah.
You rearrange things as it grows.
Love that. The online world, it's always changing. You got to keep up with the trends, tweak things on your website, keep it current.
It's like they say, adapt or die, right? Or in this case, adapt and totally kill it.
You got it. And that's the beauty of a website. So easy to change things up as you go.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, gotta hire a whole tech team every time you want to fix a typo or add a new photo.
Exactly. And this guide is big on that. Think of your website as a work in progress, not just a one-time thing. Keep looking at your content, see what's working, what's not, try new stuff.
So being open to change, being curious, and hey, having some fun with it.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, your website, it's got to show off who you are, right? Your salon's vibe, its personality.
100%. It's where you get to really let your style shine through, you know?
Yeah.
Create this online experience that's totally you, totally captivating.
Beautifully put. It's like stepping into your salon in person, that feeling, that welcome. That's what you want online, too.
Exactly.
So, to wrap up our little deep dive here, seems like it's all about balance, right? A salon website that looks amazing and gets the job done, brings those clients in.
Absolutely. A place that's both stunning to look at and super easy to use, where people can book their next appointment no problem, but also where they get a feel for what your salon is all about, its heart.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So there you have it, folks. Everything you need to create a salon website that not only wows them, but works hard for you. Remember, it's your 24/7 stylist, your online hub, your secret weapon in this digital world. Now go out there and make it shine.